This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
A concert film of Taylor Swift's incredibly popular Eras Tour is hitting theaters on October 13th, and that's the same day of the highly anticipated horror movie The Exorcist Believer debuts. Let's discuss Exorswift. Oh, they already have a name for it, with Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. Tom, thank you for joining us today. Is this the way forward for the movie industry as they try to bring people back into the theater? Is that everyone is going to try and find their new Barbenheimer?
I don't think that this was done intentionally at all. To say that Exorswift is some kind of a grand scheme cooked up by the by the movie industry to re-stimulate traffic, I think is a bit of a reach. But what I will say is that, you know, let's face it, this Taylor Swift movie is going to do big bucks. It's going to be shown at AMC, Regal, Cinemark, and, you know, the theater stocks rose on that news. The Exorcist, a follow-up to a 1973 classic, that'll do a certain amount of box office too, although probably a little bit more of a narrow audience there. I frankly don't see Taylor's camp promoting this real hardcore, to be honest, but she's going to have to embrace it a little bit with hashtag Exorswift, just to prove, if nothing else, she's a good sport. Frankly, I would say that the ticket sales operators are probably the ones who are going to need an exorcism when the fans crash the servers on that.
I was going to say, I mean, just the great deal of interest in purchasing tickets for the Taylor Swift Eras Tour when it arrived in Chicago in June. I mean, it crashed the Ticketmaster server. There were thousands of people standing outside of Soldier Field just to listen to the concert by people who could not get in. And they're also striking while the iron is hot. I mean, the typical concert movie is released a long time, or maybe a year or so after the tour. In this case, it's still going on internationally when it arrives in theaters in the States.
Oh, yeah. The concert did $1 billion, and this movie may do another billion. Who knows? You know, Barbenheimer was a bit of a surprise. It grossed $2 billion combined so far. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past, the sort of secular decline of theater going. Some are saying maybe this signals a comeback, and I think that's what you gestured at with your original question. You know, we like these new items. They hit big unexpectedly. But this summer, we also went to see things that are very familiar, like Mission Impossible and Top Gun, Guardians of the Galaxy. So some hits are happening. I think it was a long, hot summer, which might have driven some people into the cool of the theaters. So it's going to be interesting to see what this trend, how this trend goes.
We're talking to Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. I did joke about the possibility of movie studios and the Hollywood promotion machine trying to find their own equivalent to Barbenheimer going forward. But there was an interesting point that was raised about how does media differentiate itself now that we live in this time of abundance and everyone's struggling to adapt to this era. It's one of the things underpinning the Hollywood strikes. And they said that the thing that Taylor Swift has kind of figured out, and the reason why her tour is so successful, is that it's not just a concert, it's an event. And if you miss the event, you have extreme fear of missing out. And that is one way, if you can leverage your Taylor Swift-sized celebrity, to break through in this era when you have limitless possibilities of things to entertain you.
Oh, absolutely. I think there is a FOMO element involved with Taylor Swift. She's got 100 million followers on X, and not all those folks can get to a concert. So there's built-in scarcity right from the jump on that. And I think that, that is part of her secret sauce. Let's face it, she could get elected president right now. And I think the producers of this concert film understand that. But I would say, you know, if the momentum can be kept, we've got some nice stuff coming up here in the fall. Labor Day sort of ends the summer movie season, but look what's coming. We got The Equalizer 3 that's coming this weekend. And this fall, what I'm looking forward to, Ridley Scott's Napoleon is coming, along with Killers of the Flower Moon. Go ahead and invent a hashtag for that one. So, you know, maybe Taylor has kind of got this idea of keeping some momentum, and maybe the industry will keep a little momentum too, especially with the writer's strike. happening where streaming is going to be producing less fresh content. So it may be a little bit of a perfect storm here.
And then very quickly, Tom, I mean, my question is, I mean, she's already has a great deal of esteem as an artist. She is a commercial blockbuster just phenomenon. People are going to see the Taylor Swift Eras concert movie, but will it be as good as Stop Making Sense, the Talking Heads movie, or will it be a classic like The Last Waltz about the band? I mean, the question is not is it going to be a hit, but is it going to be a critical success as well?
You know, who knows? You know, there's several axes upon which to judge that. You can look at that from a production perspective, or you can look at it in terms of the reception and the critical acclaim of her music, which varies, although she is considered to be a very good lyricist and storyteller. So that'll be interesting to see if it becomes a classic, if, you know, it's up there with Woodstock. But, you know, I make that comment tongue in cheek, but really when you look at the numbers behind it and the percentage of the population in that fan base that is worried about FOMO, it very well could be this generation's Woodstock. I mean, I say that facetiously, but maybe not.
Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, thanks for joining us today.